drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's
I don't
greatest
see
land
John
of
Landolf's name on the screen.
On
that tells me I get to do the honors. When I was a kid, the entire time that I lived at home until I left at 21, got married at 21, we had one new car. But it was the most stripped down, basic, the only new car my parents were ever able to afford, and they were barely able to afford it. They agonized over it. I remember I saw the bill of sale for the car. It was a brand new Chevrolet Bel Air, 1962, no air conditioning. Few cars had them then. Three on the tree, they call it. Three speed, six cylinder. And after the $800 they gave my dad for his Ford that he traded in, it was $2,525. Brand new. But you know what? We drove over to Selmer, Tennessee. That was the name of the town, to pick it up. And drove the Ford that we were trading in. It was me, my dad, and my brother. We pulled up, and they were washing that car. It might as well have been a Bentley. The most beautiful thing we ever saw. And it was just a plain Jane car, but it was new, brand new. We never had a new car. See, that's how the new car experience should be for everybody. Rich or poor, new or pre-owned, that's what the experience should be. Should be exciting. I mean, you should be giddy when you get the keys and you realize you've got a new car. Again, even if your new car is a pre-owned car. And see, that's what they get at Johnny Landolf. They get that. They've never lost that. They've seen thousands of people buy cars. But somehow or other, they still get that each one of you, every single one of you, when you go in and buy a car, it always should be a big deal. And you should be treated special, because this is a special day. Now, I know there are people that afford new cars every year, and it's not quite as big a deal to them, but it still should be. It should be. We should never be so jaded or get, you know, the people that are lucky enough to have a new car every year. I think sometimes they lose that magic of, when you only get a new car every so often, ooh, how special it is. And that's the difference, I think, between Johnny Landolf Chevrolet and some other Chevrolet dealer or a dealer that sells any kind of car. Because, again, like so many other things, a dentist's office, same equipment at all of them. Car dealer, Chevy dealers, the same particular, same Chevys. It's usually, and there are restaurants that sort of offer sort of the same foods. It's the wait staff and the owners and the management that set it apart. It's always the people and how they treat other people. That's why Johnny Landolf is extremely successful. And when other dealers wonder, well, how come they're doing this and how come they want, well, here's how come. It's the way they treat the customers. And the way they are treated as employees there, that's another big deal. So if you're going to shop for a car, you know what we want you to do, because we've asked you 1,000 times. Include Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. That's all. Just include them. You're shopping anyway. Why not? And I think I know where you're going to end up making your purchase. North County, Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. Unless you're coming from the east, then it's the Elizabeth Washington exit. Been there since 1960. 24/7, of course, at Landolf.com. I don't see any calls for Dr. Doug, and you know what's going to happen. You folks who like to wait, and then when I say, okay, it's over, and all the lines light up, yeah, then we're not going to do that. You lose out.
And Dr. Doug right now is in with a wrapping things up with a patient, so I'm waiting for him to get on the phone.
Patient meaning an animal.
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of patient? A dog, cat,
I don't
lizard,
know.
Iguana?
I don't know. She just came
snail?
On. She just came on and said he's wrapping things up with a patient.
Who's ever worked on like a snail? Does anybody have a snail? Is it my grandson loves everything outside. You know what a slug is? It's like a it's like a snail with no shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah. Slimy.
Yep.
Ugh. He picks that junk up, and I wonder if anybody ever brings those things in. I think it's mostly dogs and cats and occasional lizard and snakes or whatever. We're about to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff when he finishes with his patient is brought to you by Window World, another tremendous advertiser. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the country, and you can find out a lot more about them. There's a lot to know about Window World at windowworldstlouis.com.
I'm going to put his line on hold.
Okay.
He's not to the phone yet, but I'm going to grab these other calls.
All right. Dr. Doug is the official. I'll give you the numbers in a minute. Dr. Doug is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is your pet's best friend. He loves animals. This guy absolutely is in the right profession. I've watched him with people who brought pets in and dealing with them and their pets. He's a compassionate guy, and he really loves it. If you've got a question, he's more than happy to try to help you. No charge. And again, brought to you by Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. He's still not finished? Or do you know?
He's talking.
Got him.
Got him? Okay, great. And we got calls coming in, too. Here, one more time for the numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 282-8255. And look, the way this works, when you hear a caller bail, when they're finished, a line is open, so start calling those two. Now, what do we decide was the number to call first? The 855 number?
Yeah, I think so. That's probably the better one.
Try that one first, because it splits off into multiple lines. 855-282-TALK, and if that's busy, jump on the 314-821-0590. Say hello to Dr. Douglas Pernikoff. Well, don't be sorry. You probably saved an animal's life.
I had a sick little monkey, a marmoset, and a sick rat. So
see, and I said dog, cat, lizard, and here you were working on a monkey and a
rat. Monkey and a rat, yeah.
Now, was it a naked rat or a regular rat?
No, this is a regular rat.
And this is somebody's pet?
Oh, yeah. Wow. And the monkey came from Springfield, Missouri. So we get them from everywhere.
And what kind of monkey was it?
It's a little marmoset, little cotton top marmoset, really.
Is that the kind the organ grinders would have sitting on top of the organ?
No, those are capuchins. These are actually called, there's three groups of primates, prosimian, true primates, which are like capuchins, like you were talking about, and then the apes.
What's a spider monkey?
Spider monkey is a true monkey. But the gorillas, chimps, bonobos, and gibbons, simings, those are all apes.
Can a person in the St. Louis area own a gorilla?
It would be very difficult because the county would not allow it.
Mm. I wonder if anybody in secret has a gorilla. Just hidden away in the backyard.
I think in Texas you're allowed to own any exotic animal as long as you have a big enough cage for it.
Well, not exactly, but there are guidelines that the USDA imposes guidelines, and so does the, depending on the type of animal you have.
I bet I couldn't have an elephant in Wildwood, could I?
Wait a minute.
Now, no, I'm serious.
When my kids were little, one of my neighbors had an elephant, a baby elephant.
What?
Pictures of it, right up on Strecker Road.
Come on. My goodness. Now you're talking. Great.
And he had primates and everything. He was kind of a dealer. But my kids got to go up when they were little kids and play with this baby elephant.
I'm going to tell you, if you got that, nobody in the neighborhood, top this neighbor.
Right.
We have an elephant.
You think my 4,000 tarantulas aren't good enough?
Is that how many you had?
That's how many I had. I'm down to almost nothing now because I decided to get away from them.
I told somebody the other day, I said, this is Dr. Doug. I said, I know for a fact that he had 1,000 tarantulas. I was wrong. It was 4,000.
Over 4,000.
What kind of cage?
Thing was they would stay in plasticware, like sweater boxes.
Why? Like why?
Why 4,000?
I just think they're amazing. I had 23 species, and I was breeding them, and they're just I had three of them that are bird eaters that weighed 3/4 of a pound each.
Mm-mm. Wait, hold on here.
Three quarters of a pound.
That's like, an 8-inch diameter furry legs or something. That's a huge...
Some of them might get up to 13 inches in diameter.
Oh, let me show people what that looks. Here, 13 inches. Look at that. That right, that's the diameter of one of the tarantulas.
I am AM in the PM.
We tried to throw them off.
Frank, two things. One, I sent you a text that is not for the air.
Okay.
And two... Dr. Doug, I need to talk to you later because I wanted to talk to you beforehand.
Oh, boy. There's this stuff we just can't share.
No.
Did you get her phone number for me? That's the most important.
No, no. I'm afraid this is something I could never share with anybody. So, doctor, you want to help these people?
Sure, I sure do.
All right, one more time for the numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. If it's busy, wait until you hear somebody finish and jump in here. Let's start with John. John, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug and Frank and the gang.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
How you doing, John? What can I do for you?
Well, my girlfriend's got a Yorkie.
Okay.
And just adopted another dog here not too long ago. She feeds the little guy about twice a day, and then unfortunately around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, the dog is up barking and waking everybody up and wanting to eat again. How can we curtail that?
Is it eating he wants, or he just wants, you sure it's not just contact or going out and stuff like that?
No, because you let the dog out, comes back in, and then it keeps barking and stands right by. He knows where the dog food is, so he's standing right by there.
He's a hungry little dog.
He is. Yeah. So when's the last time you feed him normally in the evening?
Between 5 and 6.
Okay, so I would obviously add another feeding. Stay at 5 to 6, but add another feeding right before you go to bed. Hopefully 9 or 10 or 11 or something like that.
How much does this dog weigh?
Well, that's just it. Probably about 8 to 10 pounds, and he's overweight as it is right now.
Wow.
Yeah. The problem is that you might have to get like a leaner food or a diet food, but the frequency, you can still increase the frequency and give him some bulk to try and fill him up. I'm not sure why he's behaving that way. Is that a new behavior or has that always been?
No, I think it's been going on for a few years now.
Maybe you're giving him food that tastes too good. Give him some crappy tasting food, cheap dog food. He won't be so hungry.
I would look for a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, there you go.
You might try something with a little high fiber. Ask your veterinarian for some WD.
WD-40?
Yeah. But it is a good high fiber food, and that might be, and it comes in a wet or a dry food, so you might give him a little bit of that. It's not going to be terrible on his, it's low carbohydrates, so it won't be as terrible on his weight. Okay? Let's try that.
Thank
and then
you
get
much.
Back to us and let us know.
All right.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. A line is open. If you know the numbers and you're smart, you made a note of them, you could call in right now. Let's talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Elizabeth? Oh, Elizabeth. Song by the Statler Brothers. Elizabeth, are you there? Let's see if we can hear her breathing.
Hello?
All right. Now lots of lines are open because Elizabeth's gone. 314-821-0590. 855-282-TALK. Back quickly to the 4,000 tarantulas. You kept them in, and I don't know the kind of boxes you're talking about, but like you put shoes and plastic.
Yeah.
You fascinated is one thing, but this is borders on like some kind of sick. I mean, 4,000. I'm serious. Well, how many do you have now? Do you have any now?
No, I've got down. I really have cleaned out. When I went to grad school, I just didn't have time for them. So, but it was fun. We used to ship back and forth and with other collectors around the country and bring in a big shipment of tarantulas and keep them.
You bred them. How do they do it? How do tarantulas do it? Did one get up on the back of the other one?
It's actually very sexy. And what happens is the male is about a fraction of the size of the female. So he kind of moves in, and he starts dancing and singing, and he starts doing things.
Well, women love the guy that dances.
Oh, my God. He dances. He teases her, and then he slowly moves up, and he lifts up her fangs, because her fangs will be dangerous, right?
Well, yeah.
And then when he's got her, he's got these little claspers on his front legs, and they lift the monster up. And then he kind of turns his tushy into her tushy, and they have what's called a...
These are actual recording of
tarantulas.
Yeah, doing.
Anyway, they do what's called kind of a cloacal kiss, where they go tush to tush, and then he inseminates her, and then she eats him.
She eats him.
She kills him and eats him.
Oh, that's my goodness,
women.
Well, I thought,
why?
You give them pleasure and they kill you.
We humans do it the other way around.
Hey, thanks for the great sex. And then you're dead.
Wow.
That's what I said. We do it opposite.
All right. Let's go with Peggy. Peggy, welcome to 590 The Fence. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, there you go. Where's that accent from?
Oh, I'm the one from Texas. Peggy from Texas.
Peggy from Texas. What do you got for Dr. Doug?
Go for it.
Well, Dr. Doug, I've been catching my dog. I thought he was just playing at the bird feeder, but he's eating the bird seed.
Uh-huh.
I moved the feeder, but I wasn't sure if that was was it good for him or not. I was just curious.
You know, it can cause problems because obviously they're not designed to eat grains like that or the seed. So too much can cause some diarrhea, or if he was eating a ton of it, he could theoretically impact his stomach.
What kind of dog is it? Peggy, what kind of dog is it?
It's a bird dog.
See, I was going to say, that's what I was going to say, bird dog, and you beat me to it. Now, what kind of dog is it?
He's half pit, half lab.
Okay.
Yeah.
80 pounds.
Labs 80 eat
pounds,
anything.
25 inches at the shoulders.
Is there any way you can block it off so he just, like, put a little chicken wire or something around it?
No, I just moved it out of the backyard to the front yard because I was concerned about it. I thought, this doesn't look right, and his stool was full of bird seed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's eating the bird food.
Are the birds eating the dog food? Not going the other way? So the seed doesn't digest, so he's got bird seed in his poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, my only concern is that stuff he's eating off the floor might have a lot of bacteria, might cause bacterial enteritis. And then, like I said, if he eats a ton of it, he may even obstruct himself some way. So, yeah, you did the right thing. You got to keep it away and don't allow it. Okay?
Yeah, he's real unhappy about it, but I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Are you in Texas now?
No. I live in Maryland Heights.
How long have you been out of Texas?
About 15 years.
Well, it never leaves. And don't let it go either.
No, don't lose it. How do you let it go?
Well, some people, I came from Tennessee and I had a really terrible nasal thing and I had to make myself get rid of it. You don't do that. Leave it. It's nice. We like it.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound nasally, so.
No, it doesn't. It's nice. Thank you, Peggy.
Texas-y.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye, Peggy.
Man, I like her voice. She should host it like a country show. Tom is with us. Tom, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug and the gang.
Tom?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
I've got a miniature dachshund female about 6 months old. We're in the process of training her to do her business outside. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we're using pads inside the house. Mm-hmm. And it seems like when we're in the room, she won't use the pads, and when we're not in the room, she will. Is she just messing with us, or has she got a shy bladder? Or?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the pads, only because then what is the encouragement for them to try and learn to go someplace else when they know they have an outlet right there on the pad? So my suggestion would be use, and we've talked about this before, but use a crate, like a dog crate. Make it as tiny as you need to keep the dog from sitting in one space and pooping or peeing in another space, and then you start to train them to go from the crate, put a lead on them, walk them right outside and encourage them, let's go pee-pee, let's go poop, whatever you want to say, and don't let them run and play outside until they start to realize that you come in and out, and the first thing you always do is do your business. And if you come back in, it's time to feed, you take them back out again. Just assume this is a child without a diaper. And
gotcha.
How you would manage that. And the more disciplined you are, it might only take a weekend to train this dog to go outside and poop.
Tom, you could train it actually quicker. It's not the first time I've suggested this. It seems to have gone over well with people. When you walk the dog outside, pull your pants down, you poop in your own yard, and the dog will see that, and he'll go, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Or cover his eyes, say, I don't want to see that. But anyway, I would try that, and again, be real disciplined about, I don't care if you take the dog in and out of the crate 10 times a day or one time a day, whatever it takes, but if you're consistent with that behavior, whether it's a feeding schedule or not, you're going to find that dog's going to figure it out. And then you can start to give him freedom, okay?
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much.
Tom, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I like this name, Rose. I mean, how could you not like this? A beautiful flower and a beautiful name. Rose, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Rose. How are you, honey?
I'm doing well. How's everybody there today?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good.
Great, thank you.
Great, Rose.
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
What you got?
I have a Great Dane. She's 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And when she, pardon me?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, when she was 2 years old, she had a TPLO surgery on her left knee.
Uh-huh.
And then at 4, she had it on her right knee.
What does that mean, TPLO?
It's a technique where they actually, these are for animals that have cruciate tears or athletic tears in their knees. Mm. And this procedure is one type where they actually take off part of the bone of the tibia, the lower bone, and they realign it to the joint of the relationship of the two bones. And,
wow.
And that's why it's TPLO. I think it's a trans something patellar or something or other.
Okay.
But right. Pretty major.
Yeah. So it's a very popular method of fixing it. And there are newer methods out there. So what is your question about this girl?
The question is, she's 6 now and she's a senior and she's obviously having a hard time getting up with the back legs. We have, because they were the back ones, and we have her on carprofen twice a day, mm-hmm. and glucosamine.
Mm-hmm.
Someone mentioned to me fish oil. Do you think fish oil would be good, or do you?
That's not
going to
make a difference. It's certainly not bad for them if you do the fish oil that comes from like salmon, and that's omega-3. That's the good stuff. There are some other products that are out there. There's a nutraceutical that's made out of for osteoarthritis, which is what you're fighting now, and that's just chronic arthritis where the surgery was done. So you can use a product that's a nutraceutical that has eggshell membrane, because that has elements that are very good. But your doctor's got a whole collection of other products that can be used, either pain, strictly pain or anti-inflammatory products. And then some of the specialists now are actually using stem cell treatments. And that can be very helpful. I think there's one clinic in St. Louis that does that. And finally, some of the specialists will actually inject the knees with steroids, just like a human orthopedist does for chronic arthritis in humans. So you do have a lot of alternatives. And I would sit down with your veterinarian and say, hey, what else can we do here that we're not doing? Okay, there's another drug called Adequin that goes into their spine, and the vet teaches you how to use it, and that really helps some of these dogs that go down. And then I don't know if he's had hip x-rays or back x-rays. He could have a lot of other things going on, like spinal arthritis or hip dysplasia. So you need to rule all those out with some diagnostics, then decide the best protocol.
Okay, that's very helpful. Do you agree with water therapy?
I love water therapy. The hydrotherapy they have now, there's a place in Eureka that does it. And
there's a place in France where the women wear no pants. There's nothing to do with this.
Where's that? I want to go. But anyway, in Eureka.
Nope. Anyway. Three times.
They have these
come on.
They have water treadmills for the dogs, and they really are useful. I had my own dog when he had back surgery. I had him go there and for therapy, and I think those are good. But again, I would start by have your vet get some x-rays of the back and the hips, because you want to know what you're dealing with, okay?
Well, thank you so much for your help.
Rose, you have a wonderful voice. How old are you, Rose?
Well, I'm going to be 55.
Favorite age. That's my favorite age, 55. How about that?
But I love you, Frank. I listen to you every day, and Tim and Dan and Limey. I love all of you. You're great.
Well, we love you, too.
Thank you.
And for myself, speaking for myself, a sexual way. I love you in a sexual way.
How about Bill? Bill Cleveland. Do you like Bill Cleveland, too?
Yeah, I do like Bill Cleveland.
No, you don't. We had to mention him for you. You didn't mention his name. We had to bring him up, which means you don't
Rose.
Like him.
Thanks a lot.
She forgot about me, too.
You're irrelevant to Rose. Rose, you could call us anytime just so we could hear you talk, okay?
Thanks, Frank. You have a great night.
You too, Rose. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now,
how come she said night?
I was just about to explain that. You guys aren't as intuitive when it comes to reading women. I can read women. And the reason she did that, have a good night, is she was already visualizing the two of us together a good night. See?
Oh.
And that's why she said that.
We completely missed that.
That's actually
true.
No,
I thought
true.
About that image, too, but I got nauseated.
Real good, doctor. Let's get Sheila in here. The chicks love you. Sheila, say hello to Dr.
Hi.
Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm blessed.
I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, my goodness. Sheila, how old are you?
How old are you? I will be 52 on the 26th of this month.
My favorite age, 52. I lied to Rose. It's actually 52. What do you got for Dr. Doug?
Okay. I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. I have 5 rescue dogs. I've had them forever. My oldest, she's 11, and she's a diabetic. And we've had to increase her, or I've had to increase her glucose, I mean her insulin, because it was all messed up and she was urinating, you know, in the house and stuff.
Sure.
But I heard you talk about the pee pads. Now, I have to leave them out for her, but sometimes I think she does it just to be, you know, ornery. Do you think that she's doing that? Do you think it might be her age?
Well, you think she's missing the pee pads? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, she does that too. Yeah, yeah.
What is a pee pad? I'm sorry.
It's a pad you pee on.
People tape these little diaper kind of structures down on the floor so the dogs will use them.
And why would the dog go there to do that? Is there something attractive that attracts them in there?
They do, and they train a lot of, especially small dogs, like little lap dogs.
So it's kind of like kitty litter?
Kind of.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's a place for them to go to the bathroom.
It's a pee pad.
Well, just to pee, or they'll poop in the house, do they?
No, they can poop on it, too.
Okay. Some do. Some do.
Is there a poop pad?
How big a dog is this, by the way?
She is, let's see, 45 pounds.
That's pretty big poop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. that's not Shih Tzu poop. That's big dog poop.
Yeah.
Well, I have to pick it up every day. I go out there with the scoop and the shovel and everything and pick up 5 dogs of poop. Oh, my goodness.
You have a snow shovel?
Oh, did you just say logs of poop?
Yeah.
5
well,
logs.
I applaud you for the rescue effort. That's really sweet and necessary.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm guessing, just my intuitive history as a veterinarian would suggest that you still don't have this dog regulated correctly for a diabetic. And this might mean half a day, a whole day of hospitalization where they kind of do what's called a glucose curve. Humans do this, too. So they kind of give...
Oh, yeah. She just had one.
Okay, good. And if they're seeing any need for alteration in the drug dosing, I don't know what product you're on, which kind of insulin, how frequently you're giving it, and what dose. But
I give it to her every 12 hours, 7 at morning and 7 at night.
And what's the product?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I give her 12 units of the insulin.
Yeah, so you're going to have to figure out... what the insulin is, and then talk to your vet and say, look, I'm still concerned we're having these accidents, and the most likely suggestion would be that the diabetes isn't under control. And the other suggestion is when you're diabetic, you're more prone to infections. So she could get recurring urinary tract infections because of the diabetes and the lack of control of the sugar in the bladder. So, because that's where it spills out.
I don't mean to interrupt. It's Novalin, N-O-V-O-L-I-N.
So yeah, I believe that's an NPH insulin, and it peaks at about 6 hours after you give it, and then it starts to wax and wane. So you might ask them about adding some Lantus.
Yes, that's exactly Lantus? What I was going to say, Lantus.
Yeah, ask him if he can join, because the Lantus is long-acting. And, you know, in humans, they use it for 24-hour care. In veterinary medicine, sometimes we still dose it at twice a day. But I would say try that. And you might have to use both insulins for a bit and then start to scale one back or the other. There's so many ways to do this, and same in humans. And I'm a diabetic, so I have to deal with this all the time. So, but if you need help, you know, go to your vet first. If you want more help, he might send you to a specialist that could really, one of these internal medicine guys. And I just think that you need to know for sure that you've got that under control.
I can't go to a specialist because I've got another one that has thyroid, so I have to give her thyroid medicine every 12 hours also. And they're all females, too.
Oh, wow. You know, the females
I got my hands full.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Well, you got your hands full of poop. You said that earlier. You're picking up poop
from
5 dogs.
Definitely.
That's why your hands are full. Sheila, thank you for listening, and thank you for the call, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, bye. She's nice. What is going on today?
That
all
was
the
a
nice people.
Voice,
yeah,
right?
Nice people are calling. Now, this next one could be a man or a woman. It's Kim. It's one of those names like Kim Jong-un. You know, that's a guy. Kim Kardashian is a female. Let's find out. Kim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I am definitely female.
Yeah, you are. I can tell.
That sounds female.
Chicks
How are
dig you, doctor.
What do you got? A sexy voice.
What do you got, Kim?
Okay. I just started a new job, and they have a cat. Mm. It's a house. It lives at the factory. And I've started brushing it because she was, like, really matted. And she has really, really bad dander.
Mm. Okay.
And I think she's a Russian blue.
Okay.
But she's like 13.
Putting
Is there
asleep.
Something I can...
Well, did she have any influence
no,
on our...
She's not my cat.
Did she have any influence on our elections in 2016?
Oh, a Russian blue, I see.
Trying to be
saying.
Funny.
I thought that was clever.
Kim, act like it's funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Good actress.
Okay, so that's... there are some good supplements that your veterinarian might suggest. Again, somebody else mentioned earlier that have omega-3 supplements in it, and that can be very useful. And then you might also have to look at the diet that the cat's on. You might have to find something that has a better diet support. You don't see any fleas or any other kind of erosions of the skin. It's just kind of damp.
No, not at all. Okay. Yeah, just dander.
And then do you have to brush her out? Is she medium or long hair?
Medium
hair? Okay, so yeah. I would get yourself one, if you don't have one of those Furminator brushes, those are amazing.
Oh, vacuum, right? Is that the vacuum
no.
one?
No.
Okay, it's just a brush.
It's a brush that actually...
It's a special brush.
Yeah, it's metal, and it was designed by groomers, and it's amazing. And they're from St. Louis. They actually made like $150 million off this invention. So
I was confused that with that thing that people buy to keep dogs from humping, the Sperminator. That's a different, whole different deal.
That's also called a neuter.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I would...
Wow. No, Dr. Doug has said it four... Kim, he said it four times. He said he said that word anyway four times today.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it again.
Right.
But
we'll see.
I wanted to say that you should check the diet supplement that you can check into with your veterinarian, and you might also check the diet and see if there's a better alternative. And, you know, I don't know how old this cat is, did you say?
13.
13.
So that cat's old enough that you might want to get some blood work too and make sure you don't have some other issue that's coming up and it's just presenting itself as dry skin and flakiness.
She used the word dander. Is that just basically the same thing as dandruff?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. Same thing.
Yeah. Sometimes you can feel the coat and it's just real oily. That's seborrhea. That's a different
That sounds like
situation.
A sexually transmitted disease.
Seborrhea.
It does. Well, she gave me seborrhea and I'm never going to talk. Kim, would you like to hear a great blonde joke about dandruff?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, so these two blondes are in an elevator and the doors open and this young executive gets on, a young guy, good looking guy, and he's in a black suit, and they can't help but notice he's like serious dandruff. And so when he steps off, he gets off before they do. The one blonde looks at the other one. She says, you know, he's so good looking. Somebody needs to give him some head and shoulders. The other one says, how do you give shoulders? Kim laughed. I heard her. Yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
I know. You just laughed. It's a courtesy laugh. I get it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I don't care if you get it, doctor. Kim, how old are you?
I am 62.
That's my favorite age. Well, good luck with the dandruff cat, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy the show. I am AM in the
PM. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
All right.
Well, Doc, we've proven once again you're chick magnet, and women love you, and pet owners love you, and you can
How
be found.
How do I justify John calling me then?
Well,
hey, it's 2018.
Yeah, a couple of guys calling you.
Yeah, it is, and you are at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. You never mentioned it, so I will, and we will do this again next Wednesday. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, pet best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon, even though he says veterinarian, which is not even the correct pronunciation, but it doesn't matter.
They also said anyway four times.
Four times, yeah. A record. A
is it
record.
Veterinarian?
It's veterinarian.
Oh, yeah. Veterinarian.
Not the veterinarian, but hey, he is one and we're not, so he can say whatever he wants. He's brought to you by Window World. A lot of things, if you notice, are brought to you by Window World. Lots of stuff. Lots of segments.
Lots of windows.
Yeah, that's true, too. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. You'll do a little business, take a break. Can I do some? I'll do the business of kitchens and bathrooms. The housing market right now, and the only reason I know about this is because I have a son and daughter-in-law who just finally nailed a house and going to be closing on it, and holy cow, what a process. It is a seller's market, not a buyer's market. You go, well, I wish it were buying, but it's not, so we're not going to be buying a new house. Maybe you don't need a new house. Maybe you just need a new kitchen. Let me tell you something. The kitchen, and especially master bathroom of all the bathrooms, I watched as my son and his wife went through these houses with a real estate agent, and never fails. There are actually three parts of the house that seem to be the most important. Whatever the great room is, or everybody watches television, okay. But that's easy to change. It doesn't take much. Put a big screen TV in there and a couple of big sofas and you're good to go. What is a lot more difficult, if you do it right, is the kitchen or bathroom, especially master bathroom. And a lot of people who actually buy a new house because they hate the kitchen or master bathroom. You don't have to do that. If you love the rest of your house, you love the yard, you love the neighborhood, you like the neighbors, why don't you just turn it into essentially a new house by completely remodeling the kitchen? If your kitchen is 20, 30 years old, wow, have they come out with some incredible stuff. You won't believe that you put up with that kitchen as long as you did. You wonder what took you so long when you find out what the possibilities are. And like anything else, there are people who will do it a lot cheaper than Thompson Price. There are people who will charge you more than Thompson Price. What you want is your money's worth. You want, for every dollar you spend, you want to feel like it was well spent. And you will. With Thompson Price. They don't work cheap. They don't overcharge. And they're looking for one thing. Same thing you're looking for. The perfect kitchen. Which doesn't exist, by the way, in any house on the market. There's not one new house or pre-owned house on the market that has a kitchen in it custom made for you. This will be the only one in the world. Because it will be built based on what you tell them about your family. How many people cook? Does anybody cook? Are they gourmet cooks? Who's left-handed? How old? How tall? Is there the possibility somebody's parents or grandparents may be living here and have to use the kitchen? There's a lot of stuff that goes into a kitchen that's done right. Same for the bathroom. Remember this name, Thompson Price. And remember, I don't care how many people you talk to, make sure at least one of the companies has the name Price in it. That's important. Because there is another company with a sort of similar name, but if the name Price is in the company, then you got the people I'm talking about. Just do that. That's all we ask. Talk to them. Let them show you what they would do with your existing kitchen or bathroom. The showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And, of course, they have a website. It's ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Possibly two accidents westbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. You've got an accident eastbound 70 at Air Flight and eastbound 70 on the Mesial Veterans Bridge. Southbound 55, you're starting to back up south of Route M. That goes all the way to the construction in the left lane at 67 in Festus. Once you buy a car, you're stuck with the decision, right? Not at Hyundai. Their new Shopper's Assurance program offers three-day worry-free exchange on all new car purchases. Just another way that Hyundai's making car buying simple. Find out more at HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You may not have known this, but before I was in the mortgage business, I was actually a real estate agent. I worked for one of the nation's largest real estate companies and helped many families buy and sell their homes. That previous real estate experience is what really separates us from all these other banks and mortgage companies. The real estate market is hot, and it's never been more important to make sure you're working with a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Mantality. The men's health clinic you have come to know and trust has FDA board certified physicians providing you with treatments to increase your energy, mental sharpness, and even weight loss. Mantality is helping men become better dads and husbands. Mantality will work with your insurance and will find a way to help any guy feel better. Mantality is fast, easy, and will even deliver medication to your door. Find out how Mantality could help you get back to your old self. Go to lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Fiery. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door to the 590 The Fan Studios, we'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
That's Nelly. What's it called? Ride With Me?
It's just called Ride With Me.
Okay, didn't I just say, what's this called? Ride With Me? You could have said yes, but then you said, this is called Ride With Me.
Yeah, I did.
You wanted to talk more.
I did.
Well, I like the honesty. I like this. I can't believe it. I like this.
This is actually one of Nelly's.
Because you know what? It's not a typical rap song. It doesn't sound like that other horrible rap. It's got a nice sound, but it's not an Uber driver song.
No, it isn't.
It's CCR, like some of the trucking stuff.
Right, CCR. I think it's Ramble Gamble, something like that.
Ramble Gamble?
Ramble Gamble, Ramble Tamble.
Ramble Tamble.
Ramble Tamble. That's it.
I'll probably know it, CCR. But I don't know it by the title. And then we're going to be finished.
This is somebody called several times.
At the end of this show, we're going to have our choice. I know what it is.
Ooh. Though.
Yeah, but will it,
oh, I'm talking about it like for our band to do.
Oh, I like the song.
It's pretty good.
Do they sing or what's going on here?
Creedence.
Come on.
PCR.
You guys sing.
Let's go.
Not bad. Not bad.
Pretty good.
You got to pick it up after that long intro, but down the road I go. Crank it up.
I could use this.
Yeah?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's going to be in our top three or four.
Okay. All right. Let me write this one
write
down.
Write that down as one of our top three. Who suggested that, Dan?
I cannot remember, but he called twice.
Well, whoever you are, good suggestion. Did you get all your business out of the way? You play all your commercials?
Yeah, I'm good.
Limey, a while ago when we were doing a commercial break, mentioned the app, and maybe it is a good idea we mention it again. The app is 590 The Fan. It was redone, what, a month, 6 weeks ago, something like that? It was down for a while, and they redid it. It is so much better. So for those of you who are listening on the regular AM signal and kind of in and out, you're on the fringe, I honestly believe, and if there'd be a way to prove this, I think most of our audience and a pretty significant majority of our audience listens either through the app, 590 The Fan, or streaming. I do. And I know that a lot of them do the podcast thing through the app. So if you haven't downloaded this app, for goodness sakes, do. Bluetooth it through your speakers in your car, if you have that capability. It's 590 The Fan. That's it. That's the app. And up in the left-hand corner, is it still up in the left-hand corner, the little bars?
Yeah.
That's where you go to get the podcast, so you can listen to yesterday's show, the day before, or, you know, whatever, if you miss it. So.
You know what happened? Remember the last place we were? We went off the air. The signal went down for some reason. I don't remember if it was a storm or not. And we said, we need to keep doing the show because there are people listening online and on an app. And
yeah, I do remember that.
And we said, we asked, okay, if you're listening online, because we didn't know how many people would be, the phones lit up for an hour telling us that's the only way they listened. And I think that's what it is with here, too.
No, it's bigger here.
Yeah.
There's more of that response here. There are more people than the other place listening. I'm convinced. And look, if you didn't hear earlier, I'll repeat it. We put this video, the smoking thing, up yesterday. And in less than 24 hours, 2,600 people had watched it. But what's interesting about this, they watched it, which means they weren't in their cars. Most of our audience, I'm convinced, is in the car on the way home. So if that number, if that's a number within 24 hours of people who were able to watch a video, my goodness, I mean, how many people must be out there?
The official tally from yesterday is 2,744 views.
Well, it's going to level off now. 3,000 is probably going to cap at 3,000 or so. But still, in one day, you know, for 3,000 people to watch a silly video. Not silly, it's a public service announcement about smoking, that any loser can smoke cigarettes. That's the basic message. So thank you to everybody who watched the video. I will try to be better about doing that and post things more often than I do. And the guy who knows how to do video is sitting right here by me, Bill Cleveland. His stuff, BillOnTheRoad.com. Wow. You want to see some good editing and video and some interesting stuff, go take a look at his... and his website. Now, the other thing I'm going to mention, and I'm only going to mention it because I went for 2 months almost and didn't say a word about it. And then the other day I mentioned our river cruise next year, and all of this interest is generated because I guess there are people who just were not aware, maybe new listeners that don't know how this works. For the last 19 years, we, meaning Dan and I and people on the show, have gone on really nice trips with listeners. Generally, we total about 80 to 100 people. We didn't take a trip this last year because there was turmoil. There was career turmoil. And I didn't know where I was going to be or if I was going to be anywhere. But I know I did what I had to do, and I'd do it again. Turns out I ended up somewhere here, and so we skipped a year. And I asked all of our faithful listeners and former travelers, and many people have been on 12, 13 of these trips with us. They're great trips. I said, save your money, double up, and in 2019, we're going to do this right. We're going to pay twice the price, and we're going first class, five star, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to be on the five star Amadeus Silver 2 on a Rhine River cruise. This ship only has 165 employees, so passengers. So we're going to make up. Like, half of this ship will be us. That'll be great. and you're talking the best of the best food and accommodations, you can go on YouTube and just type in 5-star Amadeus Silver 2, and you'll watch all kinds of videos people have posted about this fantastic cruise on the Rhine River. And of course, the only one in here knows anything about Europe is Limey, because he lived over there. I don't know. I've never been over there. And now see, that wasn't necessary. Was that necessary? You just really like to talk, don't you? One day I'm not going to show up because you just do the show. I'm seriously, would you want to do that one day if I couldn't come?
Do the entire show. Yeah.
Hello.
Would you want to do that? I'm going to give you that opportunity one day. I'm not kidding. I am. And I hope you do well, and I can quit.
Do the rest of us have to come in?
Yes, you do.
You're still under my command.
Hello.
So, $4,500 per person. That's $9,000. That's double up money, and just about exactly twice what we used to pay. And I hope you can go with us. If you want information on it, go to